This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, you had like 20 seconds there during the credits. What'd you come up with? Trade war and a bottle of shampoo. What do you got? Well, how about this? Lather, rinse, repeat. I think it's kind of apt myself because once again today, we had murmurings of progress in trade negotiations between Washington and Beijing. And once again today, traders took that as a signal to send the major indices up and up a bunch to lather, rinse, repeat. Kind of works, right? Those murmurings of progress, by the way, high-level talks in Washington early October is the time frame, not too many more specifics than that. Those trade talks, or more accurately, the lack of them, featured prominently in the most recent edition of the Federal Reserve's Beige Book, which was out yesterday. It is, you'll remember, a regional and anecdotal compilation of current economic conditions around the country and offers in its pages something of a real-life trade war behavioral economics experiment. How are retailers figuring out where to set prices now that the Trump administration's tariffs are making things more expensive? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports on the results.
There's this anecdote in the Beige Book about a major retail chain in New York. Doesn't say which one. It decided, because of the tariffs, to raise prices on its furniture and other big-ticket items. Customers responded so negatively that the retailer is probably going to cut prices again. The price hike didn't work because of the kind of products we're talking about.
It's a choice. You know, you can buy that new furniture now, or you can live another few months with that same old sofa.
Robert Schindler, who teaches marketing at Rutgers Business School, says some businesses can get away with raising prices because customers need what they're selling.
Back-to-school products, food products, if you have repairs that need to be done, paying electricity bill.
Some retailers are trying to hide price hikes. The Beige Book said in Chicago, some stores are raising prices very slowly, hoping their customers don't notice. Barbara Kahn, a marketing professor at the Wharton School, says that can work. But
if you're aware of a tactic that the retailer is using and you feel manipulated, people don't like it. So, you know, they feel duped.
Kahn says a simpler approach might work. Research in behavioral economics suggests that people are willing to pay a higher price if they think it's justified. So retailers could explain to customers why they're raising prices.
The regular prices here, the tariffs went up. As soon as the tariffs change or if something changes in the economic situation, we intend to take this price off.
Retailers that don't want to be guinea pigs in this experiment could take a cue from Target. It told suppliers recently not to pass along the cost of tariffs. Then again, we are talking about one of the biggest retailers in the country. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.